AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this William Hill Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to today's action at Ascot, the first of two good days coming up at the Berkshire venue. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to today's card is champion jockey AP McCoy. How are you, AP?
Good, thank you.
Good man. I was going to say, you're looking forward to Ascot this weekend?
Yeah, it's good racing, as it always is before Christmas. You know, a couple of the good races are definitely worth winning, that's for sure.
Yes, last big weekend before Christmas, and then we've got obviously Kempton and so on Boxing Day. It's a good time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Obviously, the William Hill Festival at Kempton is a highlight of the jump season, really, and it's one that you look forward to, that's for sure.
Mm. We'll be bringing you previews for that all over the festive period. But starting at Ascot today in the 12:50, we begin with a National Hunt Maiden Hurdle over 2¾ miles. And your first ride of the day, AP, is Champagne Present, who cost a fair few quid. And that Grade 2 at Cheltenham last time looks as if it's working out quite well with Black Lion winning since. Do you see yourself as the one to beat here?
Yeah, I think so. His two runs over hurdles so far have been pretty good. He was a little bit unlucky not to win at entry, and then ran a very good race in a solid Grade 2 at Cheltenham last time. That form is by far the best we've seen so far. He is the presenting. You'd imagine he liked better ground, but hopefully he'll be capable of winning either way. Buckhorn Timothy is the obvious danger, having been second to the Binge Drinker at Chepstow last time. And obviously a few of the others have had some bumper form. Some of them have won and some of them have been placed. The likes of Oso Frutian has been placed at Plumpton and Plastic Glass. Nigel Fliston Davis' horse has won a few point-to-points. So he's obviously got some sorts of ability. But I'd be disappointed if Champagne Present doesn't win.
Okay, Champagne Present in the opener then. The 120 is race two on the card. This is a Class 3 Novices Limited Handicap Chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong. And Dancefloor King heads the betting at 5-2. It's 11-4 for Key to the West. Gara Halish is 7-2. 5-1 for Cold March. And Fond Memory is also 5-1. Three of these come into this in winning form, AP, and they all made all. So it's likely to be a bit of a battle up front, plenty of pace on. What are your thoughts in the second race?
Yeah, Key to the West won well when he won at Uttoxeter, jumped out and made all, as you said. That was, you know, a good enough performance of the others. Obviously, Dancefloor King, he won well enough when he won at Wincanton and Toaster. So he obviously stays pretty well. He's creeping up the weights. His first win at Toaster was off 97, so he's 23 pounds higher now than when he won then. Obviously, Cold March of Venetia Williams has been a little bit out of form, fell on his first run at Taunton, but you could never discount one of Venetia's on soft ground, as we all know. And Fond Memory, obviously, as you said as well, has been running pretty consistently for Nigel Twiston Davis. Ran okay when he was third at Ludlow last time, having won at Kempton. Wouldn't know where to go. I'd probably just go for Fond Memory, I think.
Okay, Fond Memory in the 120. The third race is the 155. This is a Supreme Novices trial. It was the Kennelgate Novices Hurdle. It's a Grade 2 over 2 miles. We're down to 3 in the lineup because Gunner 15 doesn't go. And Lamy Surge heads the betting at 6-4. 15-8 for an emerging talent. And Kilutovic is 5-2. Three nice prospects here, AP. You couldn't really rule any of them out here. So how would you see it going?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I don't think Gunner 15 was going to play much of a part anyway, so it made no odds. Lamy Surge won well when he won at Newbury. Looked quite impressive for a four-year-old. He seemed to cope with the soft ground, having had good form in France. He'd been placed a couple of times, but it was definitely a step up when he won at Newbury last time. Kilutovic is a horse that I really liked when he ran his bumpers. Thought he was a very solid horse. He made a good winning debut at Clonmel when he won there. So that's pretty good. And obviously emerging talent, I suppose Nicky Henderson would have a good line on him, having Vito Duroc beat him last time at Cheltenham, and I'm sure he'd know that the difference between him and Lamy Surge. So I think it's between Kilutovic and Lamy Surge. I'm probably just going to go for Kilutovic because I like him in his bumpers, and I'm going to go for him.
Okay, siding with the Willie Mullins Irish Raider. The 2.30 is the fourth race on the card. This is the Mighty Novices Chase, which was the Noel Novices Chase. It's a grade two over 2 miles and 3 furlongs, and Jossie's Hill heads the betting at 11-10. 6-4 for Petty Zig, 5-1 for Dunraven Storm. It's 25s for Traffic Fluid, and 100-1 for Formal Bid, who's the outsider there. Betting priced up as if it's between probably the top three there, AP. Do you see it between those yourself?
Yeah, they're pretty closely matched on hurdle ratings. Obviously, Petit Zig was actually the highest rated of them over hurdles. We won last time at Warwick, having won on his debut at Exeter. Looks like a pretty good jumper. Jumped pretty well both days. Fairly solid horse. Jossie's Hill, obviously, won at Aintree, having been second to Fatour and second to Royal Boy. And the Tallworth, he's good solid form as well. And obviously, Dunraven Storm is the most experienced, ran a good race. And Henry VIII at Sandown last time, having won at Cheltenham the time before. I would imagine, having had the runs and having had the experience and being the highest rate over hurdles, I think Petty Zig is probably the one to beat. Jossie's Hill, it'll be tough. It's a tough task for him first time out, and he's only getting £4 off Petit Zig, so I'm going to go for Petit Zig.
Okay, Petit Zig in the 2.30. The fifth race on the card is the 3.05. This is the Mighty Handicap Hurdle, which is a Class 3 event for horses rated 0-130. It's over 2 miles and two and three quarter miles. Batavia heads the market at 2-1 and has been back from 3-1 this morning. 9-2 for Spartan Angel. Dream Deal is 5-1. 6s for Little Boy Baru. 10s for Long Lunch, and 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. You're on board Batavia here, AP. Steps up markedly in trip from his UK debut and first start for David Pipe. They put the tongue tie on and they've booked you to ride. Do they quite fancy him today?
I hope so. But I think, looking on form behind Rock on Rocky at Leicester, he's got to improve a lot. So I'm hoping the tongue tie does a good job in him, because I think he's got plenty of improving to do in what looks an open enough race. But, you know, they're never far wrong, the Pipes, and hopefully he'll improve for his first start. I thought of the others. I thought Spartan Angel was an interesting horse. You know, I thought he was one that was open to improvement. He won at Worcester and places like that earlier on in the summer. And obviously, this is a bit more of a competitive race. A few of the others, Little Boy Baru has been pretty solid. He won races in Plumpton and places like that. Again, stepping up in class. Dream Deal was the other one of Jeremy Scott's. I thought he won well when he won last time. He won well when he won at Exeter, and you know, he's probably the obvious danger. Hopefully Batavia will win, but I think the Dream Deal is the big danger.
Okay, the final race this afternoon is the 3.40. This is a listed bumper to finish with. It's over 2 miles, and Yanworth heads the betting at 6-4. 7-2 for Rio Treasure. Simon Squirrel is 7-1 with Stonegate. Dashing Oscar, a bit of money for that, 14s into 10s. Midnight Shot is 14-1 with Super Sunday, and then 20-1 or bigger prices for the rest. You're on board Yanworth here, AP. You rode him last time when he was impressive at Newbury. He bids to make it 3 from 3 in bumpers. Can he do so?
Yeah, I think he's a smart horse. He won well at Newbury last time. Wasn't much of a race. This is obviously much more competitive. But yeah, I liked him. Thought he was a good, smart horse, that's for sure. Of the others, obviously you've got a Willie Mullins horse coming over for a bumper, and he'd have plenty to choose from. So it's interesting that he's bringing Rio Treasure here. So he won well enough when he won at Cork last time. Having been second at Galway and won at the Stowell. Plenty of the others have obviously won bumpers as well. Obviously, like Dashing Oscar, he won his bumper well. Simon Squirrel of Paul Nichols is an interesting one, but I like Yanworth. I think he's a very smart horse, and hopefully he'll take all the beating.
Okay, Yanworth for AP then in the 3.40. Thank you very much, AP. Good luck today, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.